Y'all, this is Mary Jane and Munchies. This was a good old little check-in. As you can see, I brought a friend. You don't have to worry about her name right now, but you'll know her when you see her.
It's Mama Yummy. Stop it.
But, okay, I was trying to do this little incognito Negro thing. You know what I'm saying? Incognito.
They watched the whole episode. They already know who I am.
So, this is my mama. She's on here. And shout out to Boston Bossy as she heals. All right, baby.
Blessings, y'all.
Peace. We're going to see you. I hope you're eating something. This is Mary Jane and Munchies, and you should be crunching.
Absolutely.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
What's up? This is Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Y'all, as you can tell, it is Munchie here and Mama Yummy. You can go ahead and follow me at QUEEMIEJONES and follow Mary Jane and Munchies at Mary Jane N. Capital N, like the nigga we are. And then Munchies as IG and Mary Jane and Munchies everywhere else in your search engine. You feel me? Go ahead and get into that.
You can also download them on Apple.
Yay! See, I learned about that in marketing. You should go ahead and tell people in your podcast to download it. As you can see, we have Mama Yummy here today. I know you've had a lot of patients wondering where the hell did Mary Jane and Munchies go? Well, I got here the A1 sauce, the Chico Bean of the franchise, and I said to myself, when life gives you lemons, we make lemonade in this hoe. So, Mary Jane and Munchies gives you everything from cannabis, food, and homegirl, and today we're going to specify on the homegirl because we're going to have to talk about some real ass shiitake.
Yeah.
So, like I said, my mama here. Not Mary Jane. So we're gonna talk to you about some real shit that's been going on and get a little upfront. I think it's almost like a safety blanket that I got my mama here, cause I'm pretty sure that I would have cried on this episode alone. Like, and I would get it together. Nobody gonna be there to help me with that. Right? Like, there was no consoling if I was gonna do it 101.
But let's just be clear. It's okay to be emotional and to cry for my people of color. We don't have to be strong all the time. Like, bust a tear by yourself if you need to. In the shower, in the car, wherever you need to. I'm just saying, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay, y'all.
Before we get into the episode, for real, today I'm smoking something that tastes like Carmex. I don't even know where I put it. It's under my thigh. I'm getting thick, y'all. I said, where did it go underneath here?
Well, you know, she probably get it from her mom. You know, she getting older. That thickness to catch up on you.
Yeah, anyway. It just turned around the corner out of nowhere. But yes, I'm smoking this pen right here. I feel like I just morphed into something, but anyway. I don't remember the strand, but you know I only rock with the indicas. And as for taste-wise, like I said, it tastes like Carmex. And if you have ever got a little bit of Carmex on your tongue, remember when you had to rub the Carmex with your finger and you would get it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Or it would get greasy in the summertime? That's a strong flavor profile.
Yeah,
so.
That doesn't sound nice to smoke. I'm not going to front. But I bet it do what it do and make you feel amazing. So love how it makes the taste and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And I'm smoking. Get you closer. I'm smoking Hellevated.
Hold on. You're gonna have to put that hand on there. Hold on. Let me make sure that it say Hellevated. Cause when I saw it, I was like, did it really say Hellevated?
It do say Hellevated. And it is amazing and wonderful.
Is this leaning indica?
This is a hybrid, and I feel like it's a great mix of both. I feel like you get like a good head high and also a nice body high as well. And then it's just like super convenient and cute. You don't have to charge it, and this was like the best price ever. Like, sometimes, you know, the ones that are where you don't have to charge them, they're quote better, but for this particular brand, if you need something just easy and convenient, I've definitely recommend them. So
back to the topic. As you can tell, things are a little bit different. We're not as like uniform as we used to be. But I can say that Instagram has changed. Shout out to Mary Jane and Munchies for all the cute ass little templates that you're getting up and through your feeds, letting you know the facts Monday through Friday, giving you stuff to understand the cannabis culture, the content, and you know, just make you a little bit aware of what you can do on your day to day to make your cannabis practices a little different. My mom is here. Boston Bossy is on break. We needed to take a long awaited hiatus. That girl likes to work herself from the top to the bottom, and I can talk about it because I be about that shit too. What my family says is I work like I got 9 kids.
She do.
And
9 kids with bills to pay and a horrible husband who don't do nothing. Okay, like she gets stressed, y'all.
Look, and I have this mindset that me working harder is working smarter. Yeah, no. Boston Bossy is a whole Capricorn, so she's gonna keep on going and going and going, and then act like she not going somewhere that's not to sleep. She just not going to sleep.
And that's probably the most essential thing that she probably needs to do.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I'll say this, it's okay to sleep, y'all, too. Naps, cat naps, middle of the day. Sleep a little extra in the morning, you know. It's okay. We can rest, too. We don't have to go hard all the time. I have to keep it reiterating that, because I feel like as a people, we just believe we just got to do the most. And we are the most, so we don't have to do the most. But anyway, proceed. I'm sorry.
Thank you again. Mommy Yummy is helping us to recenter ourselves as right. Black people and people of color. Everybody who has melanin, my mom is here for you today.
I am. Okay. I am. I'm here.
She is the melanin support.
Maybe I'm feeling like the Black History Month or what. I don't know, but I love my people. And I know we get beside ourselves and we forget that we need to take care of ourselves as well. So, just saying.
So, Boston Bossy's on hiatus for however long she needs to be on hiatus, but I told her at least a month, please. And when she hears this, she's going to be like, I know you said a month. And I'm going to be like, yes, or longer. So, you will have a podcast every 2 to 3 times a month, okay? Okay, it's going to be like getting your period.
What? That's tragic.
It's going to be like getting your period, like, but period. It's going to be bittersweet.
I'm going to rewind it for those who are a little bit older. It's going to be like when you got a subscription to a magazine monthly and you couldn't wait to get it. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all remember when we had to like subscribe and wait instead of just having access to everything? More like that. I don't really associate anything positive with a period beyond it's just saying that you're still living and breathing as a woman. So I'm just saying.
I
don't want to compare it to that in my mind. That's all.
I'm thinking that I should because it's like a feminine reminder, you know what I'm saying, of your double dose, you know, of what you normally would get, but we like your period on birth control, you know what I'm saying? Boston Bossy's your period raw, you know what I'm saying? Right, you know, right. Straight up, you know,
right, okay.
Straight mother nature, you know what I'm saying? Us, birth control, with that, raw, okay? Okay, and then, you know, I think it could be a plus that, you know, my mom is here because I think what needs to be happen is that Black people do need reassurance that it's going to be okay. My mom gives me reassurance often. Look, my little meat out right here. Excuse me.
It's okay. I need a snack.
My mom gives me reassurance often. And like I said, we just going to go into the reality of why it's a different platform and why Mary Jane and Munchies has evolved to where it is right now. And like, just be honest. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Let's just be real. Okay?
That can't be nothing else. I'm sorry. If you want something fake or phony,
it ain't gonna happen, Captain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
that's not. That's not my vibe at all. As phony as I'm gonna get is this makeup. But it's still me up under here. Know that. But yeah, we keep it all the way 100.
Different studio. Right here.
Yes.
Good studio, soundproof. Yes.
Very soundproof.
Whole different location. This is what we're gonna use until we evolve into a different studio. That's point blank, period. Mm-hmm. Other content will be shot in my home. You know my home because I have this little YouTube channel called Queenie Jones. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the time, that content be rolled straight through up in there. B-roll and the whole rolls of content, and we rolled. You know what I'm saying? So why not do some of the content there? That's where it's gonna be at. We're gonna probably have content dispensaries after that, but we're gonna just show you everything we know how to do. When I say we, it's gonna be partially Boston Bossy affiliated, because sometimes when the food come out, you're gonna have to come out. And I'm sorry, I know my mom would want to be here, but sometimes I just have to pull her out the house to make sure she eating good. You know what I'm saying? Every so often, when you need a break, eat well is what is important, especially when you're grinding. Even the mistress needs to eat. Then, as other things evolve, you'll see things change and alter. As for the content that we did in the studio, you're going to see, all right, on my channel or Mary Jane and Munchies. Boston Bossy's channel is canceled, okay? Do not worry about when it's, why? It ain't, don't worry about it. You know why? Because it ain't your business. But you're going to see what we did, because I did it with her, and we have been painting, and we have been making that whole area looking like a whole studio, and it's cute. But it had to go Betty bye-bye.
Night-night. We'll call it a hiatus.
Hiatus on that studio, but more so, even if you see us in a different studio, you'll probably see accents from our old studio, obviously. But, again, that's what had happened. No more studio, no more Boston Boss YouTube channel. That's gone. Okay? Focus on Mary Jane and Munchies and Queenie Jones. This is how you recenter. Okay? Why I say recenter? Because my best friend is my best friend, and she's going to always be a part of Mary Jane and Munchies and Queenie Jones in some type of way. So, ain't everybody happy about that? I know I am.
Yes, but we adapt and overcome and keep it moving. You know, and things always work themselves out, so no stress.
I think what you're gonna see is like a channel evolve out of like a Rise of the Phoenix situation. I think a lot to myself, like, oh, we were supposed to go to LA last year. 2022 really affected me in a way where everything that we had planned just fell and crashed. You know what I'm saying? But this year, because I told myself and my mother, because she'd be like, girl, who are you talking to about this apart from me? But I remember having the conversations like 2023 is going to be the year of evolution. Yeah. And then doing stuff that, you know, not we just talking about being about walking like I talk.
And please know, she checks me on it. She's just not talking like this how I feel and this is what I'm going to do. She's like, so mama, this is what it is. This is what 2023 going to bring. Have your A game together. Like, so she playing it a certain way for herself, but the people around her, she don't play about that neither. Like, she's been going hard on me about 2023. And she got me believing that it's going to be my year, for real. Like, I'm with it. I'm so with it. And I'm on board for what it's to bring. So that's one reason why I'm here.
I hate just talking. Now, I told her last night, I talk a lot, but I don't like to talk a lot. Oh, wait, what did I say?
Nothing.
I said... Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what she said. Say it one more time.
I talk a lot, but because I don't like to talk a lot. And that just means when I'm talking, that's in plenty. Okay, that's in buku. That's in bulk. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like my spices. But please know I'm not just giving you this just because I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Please know. Because there be times I'm quiet for hours. Mm-hmm. But when it's time for me to talk, I'm telling you some real nigga shit. I just don't not.
And it'll come from out of anywhere and everywhere. There's no certain moment where you be like, I'm gonna just be with this real nigga shit. Like, it's 24 hours a day. She might catch me going to the bathroom at midnight and be like, so mom, let me bust this real nigga shit with just real quick. So she like this for real, like all the time. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm not trying to be gaslighting any of this shit. It's just that when I say you have to be in a mindset that you're not just talking about stuff, you're being about it, that proactive ability is the mindset that we have to have as people who want to come up. Black people have to have that mind over matter mindset. If you don't be in that, like, I can do it, or this is what I'm gonna do and this is my steps to it, you're gonna constantly be at somebody's back door, getting the door closed up on you. So I think at this point in time, if I want to have a door opened in my life or get options and get opportunities and shit, I have to be real with everybody that I want to to see do well with me. Like, it's, or who helped me be alive, at least. The real reason it is that I fuck with her because I complain about her. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my family I fuck with because I either have real bloodlines, like my sisters and my dad, I came up out of him too. You know what I'm saying? Then I came up out of you. Right. Then they came up out of you. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when it comes to stuff like that, and even with my boyfriend, we've had to have conversations of how we're going to have grander steps, because I don't just talk for fun.
Right. And she talks with intent. And she talks to not only help herself, but to enlighten you too. And in case you don't feel like you can actually be enlightened right, she will take your hands and say, come on, I'm finna show you. So, again, she's really about that life. And she holds me accountable for a lot of things. And I'd be like, how old are you again? Why 55. Are you checking me and telling me about life and how I need to get my shit together?
I'm 55.
And you my child and younger than me. But you know what? Wisdom is wisdom. And wisdom can come from, shoot, a 2-year-old to a 92-year-old. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So.
Just to underline some of the realities that we're facing before we hop up on the break is, like I said, 2022 was crazy. You know, Bossy lost a lot of her family. Her whole matriarch just, you know, is gone. For me, I know that she became the matriarch that her matriarch ascended to for. You know what I'm saying? Like, in that mindset, having somebody have to take control and reins of their life is important. Now, me, I was hand in hand with her. There would be days that my parents would try to choke me up when I got in the door. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing over there? And I'd be like, oh, because the reality is they made me this person. They made me this beast, almost. And essentially,
kind, caring and all that. Yeah, okay.
But I know that she and I is thick as thieves. And I told her that I was going to be her sister. And if my sisters were here, they would tell you I'm a real thug when it comes to being a sister. And I don't play about, you know, what that means to me. And I think 2022 made me realize that 2023 needs to be the year that I have to say fuck you to my anxiety. And this is a real confidence point and roundabout of reality. Because a lot of the times niggas think that they can just, you know, make it happen overnight. And that's cool for people who make it happen overnight. But it's taken me about 3-4 years for me to even start talking like this. You know what I'm saying? And it really, really, really took some energy. Like, endlessly just praying and crying and asking, like, Mom, am I doing this shit correctly? And she like, girl, you got this shit. And then I'm up here like, I don't know. And she like, yes, you do. And I'll be like, okay.
Right. And I'll be like, you know better than me. So we just go with it. If it's in your spirit, rock with that. Yeah.
And that's where we are right now. And I think when Bossy comes back, her 2023 year will give her what she actually deserves out of life. And I don't want to be funny, because when niggas walk away and be like, oh, okay, so is she going for real? No, I'm being so serious. This year, it has to allow you to mold whatever you want to, me included. Because I'm still getting this ass whooped. I'm hallucinating right now, bitch. Don't get it twisted, okay? I try, but you know, I'm being real with you. Does that mean that I shouldn't work towards my dreams and goals and efforts? My mama here. Like, shit, who else? I got my mama right here, so I better figure it out. Because if it's this stressful, I can make it work. And the ways that you create patterns when you have a team, when you have support, this is the way you can be able to make wealth and be able to help people. So even if this shit is as great as I know it is, I know it's going to be because we took the time that we needed to be the people that we are. And to be able to see who we are in the mirror in a different way is going to be ascending and transcending as a motherfucker to everybody who listens to the podcast. Yes, I smell good weed, and maybe that's why I'm all the way here with you. But I'm just saying that because I think at the point where we created this podcast in up 10 years ago, we was trying to do so much with the fact that we had the ability to smoke the weed at our disposal. And being here has allowed me to be able to be a little bit more assertive and concrete into my reality. This shit is hard, baby. Don't you get it twisted. Ain't nothing really easy in life if you want it. I don't know how to do a lot of this shit, but I just go on Google, YouTube, and try to make it do what it is. And thank God they got this thing called Skillshare. And I wish they was, like, you know, a part of the, you know, sponsorship. But I'm just saying, Skillshare, gave me what I got right here in a lot of master classes. But this is a homeschool girl telling you, bitch, read. Ever so often.
It's essential. Reading is essential.
I was saying, if you really want this, if this is something that you're trying to, like, what is she saying? What is she getting? Mary Jane and Munchie is a platform for everything. Cannabis, food, and hunger. And that's the way it's going to be forever. So we're going to hop on break right quick. Then my mom going to talk. We're going to pay some bills. Cha-ching.
It's your girl, Queen Jones, back live in the flesh. And I'm back here in Renilly. And don't be silly. Get you some Renilly. And don't be silly. Because you can always catch me in Renilly. In the city. In the videos. You already know how it goes. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. To get your Renilly, go on to www.renillyonedge.com. Don't be silly. Get your Renilly. Yeah, yo.
And we're back from break, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here with Mama Yummy's perspective.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, why I feel Mary Jane and Munchies is important. It's because it's not just talking about weed and getting high. It talks about culture. It talks about lifestyle. You get a little funny. You get a little wisdom. You know, it's like a combination of things. And I feel like that's important. Not only just for the culture, but for the culture of the United States. Like, weed, to me, really serves so strong in medicinal uses. Of course, it does enhance some recreational things. Let's not get it twisted. But I will say, because of my daughter here, and like I said, how she's really about that life, I was struggling with some insomnia issues, depression, just a lot of different ailments. And at the time, we weren't living together. She was in a different city. And then things, you know, God do what he do. And we ended up being back in the same household and everything. And, you know, she's such a intuitive, you know, kind-hearted person. She's watching me. She's like, my mama needs to smoke some weed. And, you know, honestly, when she was going through her things, I was like, my baby needs to smoke some weed. Like, let's see what this is. You know what I'm saying? Let's try this avenue, because, you know, the thing she was going through, I felt like that was the most beneficial, because we tried a lot of different medications with crazy side effects, so on and so forth. So I will say, you know, and right on the back of how she was saying, like, you know, she was kind of not about smoking and doing this as she was growing up. And I was the same way. Due to my own personal reasons, I just wasn't really with it. But once I realized and started, you know, like, using marijuana, it's like, it's been amazing. Because fast forward, I just started going through perimenopause. I will say I'm at the point where I thank God every night for a week, because some of those symptoms, whew, they are no joke. But the point is, that is why this platform is important, because people need knowledge. We all need knowledge, and this is a arena of things where we've tried to play like in America, you know, we're not about that drug life and da 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 da, right? But you know what's up? But this is a drug that's like important and useful, and I love that my daughter and her friend, you know. Young people out there are just sharing this information and making it beyond, oh, I just want to be high, and, you know, that vibe of lackadaisicalness and paranoia, whatever, you know, the things that people put around weed. It's just important for us to know that there are benefits. There's uniqueness to it. There's a lifestyle behind it. And you'll see as we, you know, go further along in the episode that it's out here and it's important. And we all vibing with it, and we should be. It's a lot of people out there that definitely should be smoking, okay? So I just hope that this platform makes people who are maybe considering or maybe even still involved think about, you know, the greatness of weed, the greatness of marijuana, because it covers the spectrum of things, whether it be fun, health, wellness, well-being, mental health, anxiety, depression, sores, aches, pains, all that stuff. You know, it is God's gift, okay? I truly believe it. We smoked some of that, and it was God's gift. But I'm just saying, like, literally all of weed.
Thank you, baby.
Is God's gift, you know. So that's all I wanted to say. All right.
Wow. Well, Mommy, I'm happy that you were the voice of reason, because I thought I was going to start crying like a little bitch on here. I really did.
She said she was. She did. So he's like, I'm gonna be emotional, and we roll past that.
I still might be, because I think it means to me a lot more to be able to have the platform to say that my partner can take a break. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we take breaks. I think I know that taking a break is important for mind. It's important for body. Yes. And I'm so happy that, well, damn, I got a mom who will be like, hey, I'm ready to ride out with you, dog. So as we go on this adventure and things change and get back to where it's supposed to go.
Supposed to be.
Uh-huh. God's plan.
Okay, it's God's definitely plan. God's plan, because I wasn't planning on being on camera. I just
didn't say that. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to support my child. It's my pleasure. Beyond finances. This about really generational wealth. This about my retirement. This about which type of home you gonna put me in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it. I'm just saying. Whatever I can do to bless the situation, I'm with it.
Well, before we go and, you know, get you your home in Florida, ma'am, can we talk about maybe taking a vacation to Vegas and how my little shake and bake ass could possibly get there since they got a weed hotel coming in the spring?
We can talk about it. We need to talk about it. I'm like, can I hurry up and get on the wait? The waiting list probably going to be about 3-4 years. I don't know how much we putting it out here for the people to know, but oh my gosh, this is going to blow up so big. It's so exciting. Like, oh my God. All right, so just in case you guys are wondering what we're talking about and why we're so excited, I'm going to read an article that we found about this real hotel, okay? So basically, Las Vegas is instituting marijuana consumption in a hotel in 2023. Didn't we say this was going to be a special year? It's going to be a special year. So real quick, a cannabis-friendly hotel is opening in Las Vegas for consumption of weed. Okay, this Phoenix-based Elevations Hotel and Resort, formerly known as Pro Hospitality Group, bought the former Austrian hotel in 2022 for a reported $11.9 million. See, these people know it's money and weed, because that's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But they know they're going to get that back and some. Okay? All right. So, anyway. And let's not forget about the people that's going to come from the other states that, you know, it's not legal in. They're going to go hard. You think Colorado making money? Ooh, Vegas? Anyway. So, anyway. Now, the Lexi called and is undergoing renovations. It is a 64-room hotel with the feature of an entire fourth floor that will be designated for cannabis-friendly situations, whatever that situation might be, okay? So, this is real, y'all. Like, this is actually happening. Like, now. Because we're in winter 2023. But spring is right around the corner. Daylight saving is coming in March. Like, this is real. And I'm so excited. Like, I really am looking forward to when they start advertising so I can know how to book it. So on and so forth. Like, I'm there. I've already made reservations in my mind. Yeah. So, what you think about it, Tia, as far as, you know, what this hotel is about and what it represents?
I feel like it is a gateway for all felonious and crazy things to happen, but in a good way. We're going crazy in a good way. But I think Vegas is really smart, because that's the only other area. I think Nevada's known for, like, being able to have, like, escorts legally, right?
Right. They have the brothels and
boom,
escorts, strip clubs.
Boom.
The whole body. Yeah.
Boom. So you can do it whatever you like, as long as it's
literally
not coke no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do no coke.
Crack and all that.
You know what I'm saying?
No heroin.
Do the weed. Mm-hmm. Get your bitches. Okay? And then just, you know, ball out, dog. It's okay, because I think we was, again, doing this in hotels before, but now we have a different platform to get high and smoke it up, you know, and have fun the Las Vegas way. And on top of that, if y'all, like, because I feel like a lot of businessmen and stuff go out there, or, like, bachelors and stuff like that, or bachelorette. Like, this about to be a new playing field for y'all bitches.
Oh, my gosh, right. And what's real, I just have to iterate this, because you know that saying, what stays in Vegas, well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Like, with weed in the equation, that has a whole nother meaning. Think about it. You ain't gonna remember what you did in Vegas. So therefore, it's not on record. I'm just saying. It's literally gonna stay in Vegas. Because ain't nobody gonna tell, because it's in Vegas. And also, you're not even gonna remember. How amazing. How how brilliant. These people are brilliant. Whoever thought that this should happen, God bless you. Because it's really going to stay in Vegas on so many levels. So many levels. I know that's crazy. I'm just saying, though, it literally, because you know how you, when you smoke real good, when it's real good, you might not remember certain things. You know what I'm saying? It happens.
I think it's interesting because a lot of the time when we think about weed and we think about how niggas actually be smoking in these rooms, could you imagine just to be able to smoke in your room and light it up? Like, go ahead and take a
pull. No sneak. No, I'm going in the bathroom with the fan. No, I'm blow out the window. Just doing what you do.
None of that. Hello? I think my, the person who's next door to me, it's smoking. The upper, the clerk cut.
It's so stinky up here.
None of it. In Vegas, they doing it big. I think it's interesting because a lot of the time, we want to have these things happen in Boston. Boston, bring one of these hotels up here now.
Absolutely. Hurry up. Y'all are 2 days too late. Okay? It should already be here. We have recreational and medical here. We been need to bust a hotel. But wait a minute. And why we gonna add? Because, you know, Boston got really good places to eat, restaurants and all that good stuff. Go ahead and bust a restaurant where you can smoke in the restaurant and eat the food. Do you know how much money the restaurant would make if people were smoking in their restaurant? Because you know you get hungry. Let's stop playing. I'm just saying, if we gonna do it, let's just do it big. Hotels and restaurants. I ain't trying to push nothing in an agenda, but it's my agenda. I'm sorry. Proceed. I'm sorry. We need that, though. For real. Money. This American way.
I think a lot of the mindset I have is that I be smoking my pen in the hotel, like, yes, bitch, living la vida loca. Like, yes. Woo! Pen out, nigga.
Right.
Niggas don't know about that pen life. But here's the thing. They don't know about that pen life, but if I was able to smoke weed, because we know weed, actual flower, the actual smoking and inhaling it in your lungs from that flower hit way different than a pen. Baby! Ooh, and on top of that, like you said, for the restaurant idea, could you imagine get some room service? Because I still am antisocial. Be like, can I have the edible ice cream?
Stop.
Can I have the double fudge sundae edible? Can I just have that delivered to my room with the weed wine? And then after I have the weed wine, I'll have an infused steak seared with the infused herb butter. And lastly, before I get off the phone, can I have the mango weed cobbler? All right, goodbye.
No cobbler. If they serve a cobbler in Vegas, I'm moving. I'm sorry. But anyway.
So, I think I would try to wear glasses, my little, you know, my little orange ones. Mm-hmm. You know, put them headphones on. Make sure as soon as I got off the plane, I know where the dispensary is and be like, excuse me, can I have your finest? And make sure that I'm booked and ready to go to the hotel just right. In case it's, you know, on the strip.
Need what you need to have. When right. You can't go, ooh, but what if they had, you know how the hotels have like gift shops, like the frou-frou ones, right? What if the gift shop was the weed shop? So you ain't even got to stop before you get there. You be like, first floor, ma'am, to the left. Get what you need to enjoy your stay. I don't know how they're going to do it. And, you know, I love to just make suggestions and hopefully speak things into fruition. Because let me tell you, to be able to get off the plane and know when you get to the hotel, you're going to have that amazingness. Not only you're going to have the amazingness, you're going to be able to go up to your beautiful room and chillax. It's, you know, like how they say Disney is the happiest place on earth. That hotel is going to be the happiest place on earth. You hear me? It's going to be the happy place on earth.
A whole new world.
Okay, for real. It's Disney for grown-ups. Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's going to bring together relationships. It's going to save lives. It's going to change the game. Like, that's a real vacation where you can go and just do you. And then be around other people who want to do them, too. And enjoy the moment. So enjoy yourself is the point.
I think... It would be quite lovely to take some of the wine bubbly. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the weedeth wine. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If I had to weed a hotel and I had a weed wine and I had some time, oh, I would do something to blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Okay? Hey, Mickey. I'm being so serious right now. I don't think that I would even care that I had seizures. I'd be like,
and then plus, you know, people gonna be like, oh, look at her, she jamming. She's so precious how she get high. And she's good. We know she good. They just don't look at her like she's having a great time.
I will say, revive me with the finest of weed. I'll be fine. I'm so excited because a lot of the times when we have, you know, weed stock situations in other states, Massachusetts will catch on. All the politicians that are listening, Massachusetts will catch on.
Yeah. And put it in restaurants. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, I'm just saying.
One more time. Okay.
Okay. Hey. Mm-hmm. Putting it out there.
Let's do it.
For you.
It's on.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. We said what it said.
It's all day.
So for this weed article, it's a weed winery, right, that offers infused alcohol-free motherfucking... What?
They have one that still got the alcohol, possibly?
Oh my God!
Okay, anyway, read the article. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, wine and weed are best friends. But go ahead.
According to Now This Is Weed, this winery has come up with this formula, aka this weed recipe, to allow us to have the wine experience. Somebody who, like me, who don't really want to drink. I don't want no alcohol, but if you give me a high THC bubbly drink or some type of a wine acclimated alternative, I don't mind if I do. Okay, pip, cheers. Okay,
and I'm mad. But still, if you want to have an alternative, I'm just saying,
son.
I'm just saying with THC and alcohol. I'm just saying there'll be people out there that will go for that. But people like her who are not drinkers that are real deal smokers, it's brilliant. I just still want to reiterate.
I want you to know. Mm-hmm. I told her this other night, she needs to stop fucking around and acting like she in a damn music video. We don't need to get drunk or high at the same time. What the fuck be wrong with you, Mel? I'm so sorry. Cause you
look here. First you country. Of all, I said nothing about getting drunk, okay? Wine gives you a wonderful buzz, okay? It gets you tipsy. Tipsy and drunk is different. And if you don't know the difference, I don't know what you're doing in life, but you need to get yourself together.
So you want to get boundaries. A buzz and then get high.
Oh, my gosh. Because, again, weed and wine are best friends. And I know this. Okay, so maybe it's not the perfect combination, but I know I'm speaking to some people out there. They know what I'm talking about, okay? That long, long week you done had, and this Friday, you know what I'm saying? You like, I need both. You know what I'm saying? I got to do both. And then you do that, and then you say, you know what? I can go to work on Monday. I can do this shit. That's what weed and wine does, okay? You bring it together for the next week to make sure you on point. I'm not saying every day, but also, again, we talked about the Las Vegas thing. If you're going to be enjoying yourself, damn it, enjoy. And that would be extra enjoyable. That's all I'm saying. But again, not everybody drinks alcohol. That's their prerogative, and that's great for those people who don't. A wonderful alternative. So go ahead, girl. I'm sorry. I was just saying, like, I guess I'm about that life.
Dance the night away, living the la vida loca.
It's not that crazy. It's not.
But again, I think sometimes my mom underestimates me and how crazy I could get, and that's why I don't party, because I know I would do some shit that made me be like living the la vida loca. Make
a mix. You're right. I mean, everybody, it's not for everybody.
It's just not.
And I'm glad you did say that, because we don't want to be responsible for the people who try to do both. It is not for them. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to do that.
Yeah. There might be a reason why a chick like me shouldn't go out. Because I just told her this morning, I said, the reason why I don't drink heavy and why I shouldn't is that somebody be at the club and we be having a good ass time. I'd be like, And then somebody gonna be like, Skittles is better than crab legs. And that's what's gonna get me to fuck somebody up.
And she gonna be ready to fight.
I'm gonna fuck her.
Like, that's
gonna, that's why I don't drink.
And she said this with every bit of conviction. And I believe her, because I just tell her crab legs. But the point is, you gonna fight about that?
Yeah, she gonna taste the rainbow in a different way.
To mix a weed and alcohol. Like, certain people, just don't do it. Know yourself. Know your well-being.
I'm trying to tell myself before I get famous.
But
you know what I'm saying?
She know. She ain't finna be caught up like that. And that's what I'm saying. Know what you can handle. You know, and I respect that. Again, so those who just want to do the THC infused with a wonderful cup of wine, glass of wine. You know, I had to say cup because, like, my baby said, I'm a little country. So, you know, do that. Do that for real.
Both these articles will be in the YouTube link below, just to make sure you get into the, maybe, you know, the cultivation of understanding how you can get this in your lap. You know what I'm saying? Both of them. Ooh, both really? Of them.
I'm on my way to both of them.
I feel like Nevada and California are both in a, like, two steps above where Massachusetts is. I feel like Colorado is, like, three steps where Massachusetts is. It's just hard because you can tell I don't know, would Colorado be considered, like, West Coast or Midwest?
Or Southwest? I want to say, you know what? We have to have somebody tell us. I'm not quite sure. I want to say Southwest. But no, I'm really not sure.
The West Coast got it on and pop. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. But what's really crazy is, like, where's California's weed hotel? They should have been had that. Why is Las Vegas doing it? Either way, I'm just promoting it for all states. Let's get this money. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this money. I'm ready to spend the money. It sounds like a vacation vibe. That's all I'm saying. Wherever y'all want to put them. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. But yes, Massachusetts, come on. Catch up. Let's do this. Let's do it.
Chop chop.
For real.
You heard it from my mom. My mom told you that you should hurry the fuck up.
Right.
Massachusetts, wake up. I told you, my mama said that you need to get it together.
Get it all the way together.
That's what my mama said.
All the way together.
Massachusetts, you need to get woke with the cannabis hotel situation. My mama told you.
Wait, one more thing. And the restaurants. I just steal. Come on. That's money, y'all. Take your restaurant to the next level. That's all I'm saying. How much food people gonna buy? Really, you can sell chips and damn hot dogs in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You gonna make a whole living, okay? You ain't gonna have to do nothing else, because when people smoke good, oh my gosh, the things we love to eat. Okay, I'm just saying, Massachusetts, y'all got wonderful places to eat. The food is busting here.
Oh, just, come on. What if, look, mm-hmm. I don't know if the wine's sophisticated enough to do this yet, mm-hmm. but what if they got indica strains and then they got sativa strains? One gonna get you crunk, one gonna get you laid back. What if they become like a whole little drink industry, like for real with weeds? And then I really don't have to drink. I'd be like, look here, you don't even understand it. I'm drinking 88G13 hash plant motherfucking shot, the bitch. Try me. I am not even. I'll do some shit, like I'll be percolating, just.
Girl, you gonna offend people from Chicago. That is not how you percolate. But anyway, keep going.
Look, we're gonna take a moment and take break. We're gonna pay some bills right quick when we're tired. Sorry, people in Chicago, okay? Remember you saw them smiley ass niggas? I never forget them smiley ass.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Okay, so anyway, alright, y'all.
What type of shenanigan filter catch me outside? I don't know who my baby daddy is. Who you gonna check, boo? Filter is this. Now, what the hell is going?
We're back from paying these bills. This was a great ass check-in. Shout out to Mama Young.
What's happening?
Thank you so much, Mother, for helping me.
It's my pleasure, as I said before. My pleasure. And remember, Florida Nursing Home. Just saying.
Florida Nursing Home. Okay, hey, baby. When you listen to this episode, you help me get my mama in these Florida estates, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, my
on the beach. On the beach. I just want to put that in there. I'm just saying.
All right. So, go ahead and follow me, your girl, Munchies, at QUEEMIEJONES. Yes, I just said it.
Queen Jones.
Yeah, I did that. I'm sorry. I'm really happy that I got good weed, because at this point, I realized I'll be smoking that good shit. I want you to understand, when it comes to Kumi Jones in my platform, I teach people how to cook good and look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finally at the site where I have the iPhone 14. Let's talk about it, okay? The journey to 1,000 is really up and coming. I'm really happy as fuck about, you know, everything that I'm doing right now. The reason why I say I'm happy as fuck is that I have myself a little situation with the iPhone 14. I said if I got this bitch, I was going to work it. I flip it and reverse it. I said I don't want to get this phone and get complacent. And I said, and I quote, when I get this iPhone, it's grind time. It's iPhone 14, not iPhone 14 Pro, because they did not have that to stow. Okay. And honestly, they was like, this is not even the big ass motherfucking gigabyte one. I said, cool. I will delete and upload as follows when it comes to this stuff, because the iPhone 14 is here. Journey to the Thousand, like I said, is right up at the approaching of the 300 marker. I love you. Thank you. Because I see you. Queenie Jones. But Mary Jane and Munchies. Okay, so we're leaving area to really tell you about Mary Jane and Munchies. Listen here, ladies and gentlemen. You should subscribe to the YouTube page there. Because there's going to be a lot of how-tos of what you should do, how you could make, what you should infuse, so you don't be confused, okay? Once upon a time, not long ago, I made some weed oil. And that weed oil was so strong that I could put it sublingually, which is underneath your tongue. Mm-hmm. Big words. You feel me? Or you can put it on your nini, okay? You can put it on your low back. Mm-hmm. You can put it in your food. You feel me? Mm-hmm. There is so much versatility when you know how to infuse your own weed. I want to make sure that everybody who gets a opportunity to subscribe to the YouTube page, whether it be Queenie Jones or Mary Jane Munchies, you know that I will give you something yummy, delicious, and possibly crunchy.
And something you need. And some knowledge.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. I have been asked like some really serious questions when it comes to beginner weed 101, like how to roll a joint, how to roll a blunt, how to pack and how to grind. Just weird things that people could look up and I would think they did, but they just need somebody like me to teach them.
Did you just put me on blast right now? Because I'd be asking you that stuff.
But anyway, my thing, my thought process is that if I teach these people and they watch it on YouTube, it's helpful. And I think it'd be a accumulation of, like my mother said, is knowledge. And you know I be getting hot anyway. I begin lit anyway. Why wouldn't I not show you one time how I roll? And I'll be rolling stuff that look like it came up out the dispensary.
She rolled something the other day, and I was like, "You rolled that? Like, you lying? Cause that was crisp. Cause you know how they put the little edges on it. She did the little edges and everything. It was amazing.
I can show you how to make the nipple. I can show you how to make it simple. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But I got you when it comes to this rolling process. Actually, people from all over the country have asked me to roll, and that's not a lie. Okay.
You know that's a real job. You heard about Snoop Dogg's assistant and all that, how much they do. I'm just saying, even though you got other things to do. I'm just saying, though, it's important. It's an important.
I don't know.
It's a good quality to possess.
And I possess it. I don't even know. It's amazing. It's good.
And I don't. I absolutely don't possess it. Absolutely not. So.
So whether if you whirl in the weed or if you are going to do something with the flower, I got you. So nothing to it but to do it. Mary Jane and Munchies, if you haven't followed us all about throughout the internet, Mary Jane and Munchies is easily spelled Mary Jane, M-A-R-Y, Jane, A, oh shit, hold on, let me slow it down, because here, okay, Mary.
Because now, you know, I didn't smoke what you just smoked.
Yeah.
And my tolerance ain't yours, so I don't even know.
Okay,
so. I can even spell Mary at this point.
Okay, so it's M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E-N. M-U-N-C-H-I-E-S _ on Instagram.
Yeah, that.
Well, I'm so high, Lord. That was a lot.
Me too.
Okay.
I was struggling.
Okay. And Mary Jane and Munchies everywhere else. I think you should go ahead and follow us. Download the podcast.
So please do.
On Apple.
Absolutely.
So my mom don't have to say no more.
On Apple.
You.
On Apple.
You. Down. And look forward to hearing Mary Jane Munchies 2 to 3 times a month. Last but not least, I love you guys. Thank you to the dispensary I forgot I got this pen from. And thank you for all the weed accumulations from my father, from my boyfriend, and from whatever I left on my weed tray from the dispensaries. Okay. I feel like that's a smorgasbord that we want to eat off of. You know what I'm saying? That's like a treat. But anyway, that's why we hot as. Okay. But we must take a flight. This was Mary Jane and Munchies. And we out. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Hey, it's Auntie. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast. It's made for the listeners, the vibes, to be uplifted. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast reaches the masses of people. struggling to identify themselves in a world of untold truths. It is time to heal the mind, body, and soul. Take steps to have needed conversation. We need to stop sweeping things under the rug. We Out Here, It's a Vibe podcast is May 7th through June 25th.